Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Foundation's Executive Director, Gigi Hyland, talking about their 35th anniversary celebration. Check it out. And we're talking about another milestone today, the Foundation's 35th anniversary. Congratulations as well. Good job.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We're really excited to be able to celebrate this and excited to tell the world that we've been here for 35 years and all the work that we've done as well.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, what are you guys doing to celebrate other than having a big cake or something like that? Who knows?
Yeah, so we're actually telling our story. We're really trying to show the impact of what we've done. And if you look online today, we have a timeline that shows you exactly what we've done. So it shows when the foundation was created, some of the milestones that we've had in terms of grants, in terms of different programs. Mm-hmm. We've initiated, including BizKids, non-prime auto lending. So I think that gives people a really good visual of what's happened over time. So that's one thing. I think the other thing that's really important, which of course, you know, we're a charity, so we're all about raising money. So we actually have this, we have this really neat crowdfunding campaign going on for donors to give. And we're trying to raise $35,000 by the end of the month to support the foundation, to support all the great things that we do, including DE, BizKids, all of our real solutions, life simulations, and reality fair. Mm-hmm. So we're excited by that as well. We hope that credit unions will be generous, and we'll give a little bit of money to continue to support the National Credit Union Foundation.
I'm sure they will. And speaking of that timeline, I have it up on my other screen here, and it is impressive. It kind of goes through the years of, you know, significant milestones and things that have happened. Obviously, the Herb Wegner Memorial Awards, the Oklahoma City bombing, how you guys supported that, and then BizKids and CUA.co. I mean, we'll talk about all that stuff, but I mean, it's just and we'll put it on the site too, and
well,
so people can check it out. It's really a cool thing to see kind of the history of it, and it's very, very nice. But I mean, kind of speaking of which, how has the organization evolved over the years? Because I'm looking at the timeline, and I had no idea it started out as CUNA Foundation Incorporated. I'm like, whoa, that was something new to me. So, I mean, how has it evolved?
Exactly. Well, as I affectionately say, it was birthed by CUNA in 1980, and it was really meant at that time to be a scholarship foundation. So for credit union professionals that needed to go to a variety of different training courses in their particular area of specialty, was really meant for that. So scholarships to go to lending schools, compliance schools, CFO trainings, a variety of different things. And that was really useful. It was very, very helpful to credit unions and for leagues at the time to use it that way. Mm-hmm. And as things, I think, became probably more focused on the consumer and how credit unions really benefit the consumer, I think similarly the direction of the foundation really changed to focus on credit unions' benefits to consumers and the social mission part of credit unions. And you really see that happening in the early 90s under one of my predecessors, Pat Stirner, Pat Brunell at the time, and really focusing on how do credit unions improve people's financial lives and what does that look like. And so that really has been more of the focus over the last several years. And so that includes Real Solutions coming in, includes BizKids coming in, includes a lot of areas of focus. Community Investment Fund, which was a way to try to get more sustainable funding and more participation across the whole spectrum of credit unions into the foundation. So a variety of initiatives that really make sure that we can leverage not only what we're seeing at the national level, but what state credit union foundations are seeing at their local level, and really driving home to consumers what credit unions can do for them, particularly in the area of financial capability. So it's a great synergistic way of working the system to benefit the consumers.
It sounds a lot like CDFI, Community Development Financial Institution. I mean, it sounds something, I mean, no, it's not the same thing, but it's similar because you guys are providing grants and to help further the credit union mission or the movement and all that type of stuff. So, I mean, has the mission evolved over, you've been involved, is it 3 years now?
2 years.
So, I mean, how has it evolved under your watch? I mean, there's been some big changes under your watch as well as the name, website, the kind of the image, all that type of stuff. How has it changed since then?
Right. So I kind of laughingly say that the foundation, while it's been around for 35 years, it's kind of been, you know, in the spotlight in the movement and then kind of not gone away necessarily, but been more quiet and then come back into the spotlight. Yeah. And I think what we want to do is we want to really stabilize that presence in the credit union system for the foundation. And so for the last couple of years, we've really been focused very keenly on our mission to be a catalyst to help credit unions improve people's financial lives. Mm-hmm. And that includes a really wide range of things, everything from poker, prodder, talking about philosophy and why credit unions are different and why that uniqueness is so important to underscore, to all of the other products and programs that you just enunciated. Mm-hmm. You know, CUA, BizKids, our experiential learning, non-prime auto lending, our toolkits, all of those resources that not only credit unions, but leagues and state credit union foundations really use and drive home at the local level so that consumers can benefit. So that real focus on financial capability, from, you know, peapod size little kids, you know, all the way up to people who are thinking about retirement and are aging, how do we make sure that they are financially capable and that their financial goals and dreams are being achieved? And what are the resources that we can provide to help credit unions do that?
Of course, yeah, if we can be the primary financial resource or just the go-to folks for the finance, that's a huge thing, and which is part of what today is about, International Credit Union Day, letting people know that, you know, it's just not a United States thing. It's a global thing. We just had Brian Branch on earlier this week, and we were talking about that extensively. It's like, this is a global movement, and there are lots of people in the world that we as a country can help out as well, as you know, because it's a pretty powerful movement in the United States, but other countries, not so much, but we can help forward that, and I think that's what the foundation can do as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And there are some strong movements, obviously, across the globe. I think from the foundation's perspective, what's really interesting is that development education has been such a signature program for us. And we now have 1,400 development educators around the globe that deal with credit union issues day in, day out. So they have that real strong basis in philosophy and credit union operating principles that they can apply in their own jurisdictions. And it's just this dynamic network of people that interact and that support this great thing we call the credit union system nationally. And, you know, the folks in Africa have been very, very active, you know, folks really across the globe that have been very, very active in the UK around credit union development education. And it's great to see. It's great to have those colleagues no matter where you go.
No doubt. And the big push is getting them into Cuba now. Now that things have kind of loosened up. So that's a big deal as well. Speaking of which, I mean, how do you guys work with the other industry organizations like the NCUA, CUNA, NAFQQs, NACUSO, World Council of Credit Union? I mean, how do you guys work with them? I mean, obviously you stay out of the political stuff, but you're there as kind of this catalyst of philanthropy, I would think. That's kind of how I see it.
Right. Well, thank you. Well, and so to you, since we were talking about countries, I affectionately say that the foundation is Switzerland.
I like that.
We're all about financial capability and how credit unions can deliver that to their consumers. And so we have really great relationships with all of the organizations that you mentioned to really collaborate with them on those intersections of interest when those other organizations are working on financial capability issues. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the onion, you know, you peel it back and no matter what issue you're talking about, eventually you're going to wind up talking about financial capability. Because it's, do people have the resources and the knowledge and the ability to do the things they want to do with their finances? Mm-hmm. And so we've had some great conversations with NACUSO on a variety of things. NCUA, we're working with closely. As you might imagine, I have a few people I know over there.
You know a couple of people there, yeah.
So we're working closely with them on a variety of different policy issues. We interface with the CFPB, with Treasury, with other nonprofits, financial capability, and really talk through these policy issues of how do we measure the impact of all of this great work that we're doing? What does that look like? And we're all working collaboratively to try to identify those metrics and what they might be. You know, so work. Sometimes Congress people ask what we're doing, and we can provide that information to the advocates and the lobbyists. You know, obviously we as a 501c3 we have certainly very stringent rules in terms of advocacy, but in terms of telling the credit union story on what credit unions are doing around financial capability, that is right in the bailiwick of what we do regularly, and certainly what I do regularly here in D.C. Yep. And it's so great to tell the credit union story because no other credit unions really are at the table. So it's great to be able to say how credit unions are innovators in financial capability and what they're doing and how we can take lessons learned from that and bring that to the broader policy arena in terms of, well, so what do we do and how do we measure these things?
Love it. I love it.